Shalom, today's daf yomi is chulin daf mem chulin 40, and today's daf yomi we begin on the bottom of 39b at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom, and our Mishnah there is talking about somebody who slaughters to a mountain or to a hill, meaning to say that they made their mountain or the hill into an idolatry. So our Mishnah is going to say that such a slaughter is disqualified rabbinically and is not able to be eaten. However, there is a leniency that since that it is not going to be prohibited to derive any benefit, which normally something which is, if you slaughter something for idolatry, normally be prohibited to derive any benefit, but in this case, you can derive benefit. And here is a text of our Mishnah. Hashochei l'shem harm, if a person slaughters towards a mountain, meaning to say that he is worshipping this mountain and he slaughters in his name, or l'shem gavos, or for a hill, or l'shem yamim, or a sea, or l'shem naharos, or rivers, l'shem midbaros, for a wilderness, shlitaso pesula. We say that the slaughter is going to be disqualified and the flesh cannot be eaten. And our Gemara explains why this is, why we just say it is disqualified, but is not capable, but we're not prohibited to derive any benefit from it. And it continues our Mishnah. Let's say, Shnayim Ochsim Besakim, we're on the top of 40a, of two people are holding the knife, and one person is holding it at the top, and the other at the handle, the Shochetin, and they slaughter together the animal, and Echad L'shem Mikol Elo, one is slaughtering him for the purpose of any of these things which we just discussed, like the mountains or the rivers or the sea, whereas the other one is L'shem Devar Kasher, whereas the other person is slaughtering for a fine purpose, or he has no intent at all. So under those circumstances, we say Shechitaso Pesula, it's going to be disqualified, because still half of that thing is going to be done for the wrong purpose, so it's going to be disqualified. This idea of somebody who's slaughtering for the purpose of a mountain, to worship a mountain, this is going to be a discussion in the Rav Paulim, and the Rav Paulim was asked about the following question that was taking place in Kurdistan, that at the time where the rain stopped, they had a practice that what they would do is they would take five or six cows and they would bring them to the graves of the righteous people, their tzaddikim that they had in their cemeteries. And what they would do is they would go to each matseva, each tombstone, and they would slaughter a cow on that tombstone. And after that, what they would do is they would pray for dew, and they would say the 13 attributes of God, and they would blast the shofar. And then what they would do is they would go back and divide up the meat amongst the poor. And so they asked the Rav Paulim if this was a good practice to slaughter a cow on a tombstone in their cemeteries. And so the Rav Paulim says, no, don't do it. He says this is prohibited, and he gave a few reasons. The first reason is from our sugya, because we learn in our sugya, and the Shulchan Aruch rules that way in Yoredeya Simen Dalet Sifei, that somebody who slaughters for the mountains or the hills or the sun or the moon, that we say that this is not going to be considered like you did an offering to idolatry, because these things are generally not worshipped, but therefore you could derive benefit from it, but still we say it is going to be prohibited and you cannot eat it. And so even though under these circumstances that we say that the intent here is not to worship them, but it's just for healing or for good luck with the doers, etc., we still say that it's going to be prohibited. And he writes Besefer Zevach Toda that the Rambam explains that these things that people say, meaning to say like slaughtering to this mountain or you're going to be healed from your thing, that these are things which fall into the category of our Mishnah, which says like slaughtering for a mountaintop, that even though there is intent to worship, and here you're not necessarily directly worshiping, but you just think that there's going to be a segula that comes out of this, a positive benefit, it's going to be considered to be in the same category. And so therefore, we're going to say it's going to be prohibited to eat it. And so therefore, since prohibited to eat it, you shouldn't do it in this manner. You shouldn't give it to the poor people. And he gives another explanation of why it's prohibited, because he says somebody who slaughters on the graves of the righteous, it's similar to one who slaughters for the angel Michael, and it's clear in our sugya that such a thing is prohibited rabbinically because it's like you're worshiping the angels. And the Tevu Ashur says that so too it's the same case if you shechta anything in the world that is not connected to the ground and not alive. We say from here that even if you do it for the purpose of like healing practice, this is going to be something that's going to be considered as prohibited. So therefore, taking these animals to the grave and slaughtering it for the purpose of these righteous people so that they help us get the rain to come down or to stop the rain, either way, we're going to say that that is going to be prohibited. And a third approach is to, a third reason why the Rav Pulim rejects this is because he says you could say that perhaps this is actual idolatry, because the Tevu Ashur writes in the name of the Rambam that even though a person knows that Hashem is God and there's nobody else other than, there's nothing else other than God, and even though that you know that if you're bringing the offering to the angel is really a servant of God, so to speak, nevertheless, that we say that this is going to be considered within the category of idolatry. Meaning to say, if you worship them, if you bring a service in the manner of which a service is normally done, then even though you're not worshiping these angels because they're just servants of God, that's still going to be considered to be idolatry. And so too in this case, where a person brings the animal and slaughters it in on this cemetery, that is intent was to honor these angels or to honor the righteous people in this manner so that they bring the rain. So we say from here that this is like you're bringing an offering to them. And so in the Rav Pulim says it's not only similar to idolatry, this is actually like idolatry. And so therefore he says stop bringing the cows to the cemeteries to sacrifice them to the righteous people to stop rain or to bring rain.